Now Rav Nosson Zal paragraph Mem Vav. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain another chapter in Yoredeya that deals with the laws of magicians, Ma'oinein Menachesh, people who did in those days, they knew magic and they were able to perform things that went against the laws of nature using certain knowledge of magic at the time. V'ze b'chinas isur ma'oineinu menachesh. And this, what we're discussing here, ties into one of the laws in the Torah that a Jew is forbidden to engage in ma'oineinu menachesh. K'mo shekosav, as it says in the Chumash, lo yisenachashu v'lo yisoneinu. Kikvar mavur b'tchilas hadrush, because we already explained in paragraph Aleph, many pages ago, she'ikar achizas hasheker humi ribui hashinuyim. That the main thing that made it possible for Sheker to come into the world was when there was many, when there was more than one. She'ikrom al yedei hazman kanal. And we said one of the main basis of that is the concept of time. We said again, when you have when there was night and day, and there's summer, winter, spring, when you have all the different times, that's one of the things that Sheker can grab onto. And we said that was the whole concept of charge, the whole Easter of charging interest, where I'm charging the person money because I'm lending it to him, for the time, for the month or year that he's holding on to my money, I'm charging him for that. We said that was a tremendous Isur because that's giving credence to the Zman. That's worshiping the Zman in a sense, Chas Shalom. Instead of Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and it's Hashem's money. And therefore, when I lend it to somebody, I don't dare take money, for the waiting for my money, Chas Shalom. Umevoy Rasham Ba'is Yud Zayin Ayin Shom. And we had learned earlier in paragraph Yud Zayin, Sheze Ikar Mailas Shleimus Ho'emes, Kishezoichin Levarer Ho'emes, Bimkoim Horibui Daika, Sheshom Ribui Hashinuyim. Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier that you want to know what the real success of Emes is and what the real beauty of Emes is when you have variety, when you have different choices. And within the different choices, the person is zoche to make the right choice, that's emes. When a person has a child, a person has their own son or daughter whom they love very much, and they give this child education, the child goes to the best schools, and at home they try to give the child all the education in the world and everything, and they see this child reading book after book and absorbing mountains and mountains of knowledge. But the parent doesn't know yet this kid. Does he know or does he not know? Does he really know the truth? And the only way we can really tell that is by seeing what choice this child will choose when he's faced with choices. When there's a variety in front of him, there's good and bad, or there's different flavors, and he has the ability to, and he makes the right choice, then we see, oh, he has been zeichet to the emes. With all that knowledge he absorbed, he learned well enough. He learned right, wrong, good, bad, better, worse. He learned to the point where he's able to choose the right thing. That's real emes. When a child is willing to comply with what a parent tells them, follow the parent, when they haven't had any choices, you don't know yet whether that child has been zeichet to the emes or not, because he hasn't been faced with sheker. That's the whole concept of a human being, where the human being has a higher level of emes than the malach, because the malach doesn't have choices and the human being does have choices, as we learned earlier. Ki ho emes hu echad, because the truth is one. Sheze ikar maila sodom legalos achtus haposhet shu etzem o emes mitoich pulos mishtanis daika. The canal, as we mentioned earlier, because the real benefit, the real greatness of man is when man has the ability to reveal and to recognize the oneness from among all the variety, all the differences. Ubishvil ze Yisrael am kodosh mevorchen umeshabchen l'Hashem Yisborach b'chol shinui ho'itim vazmanim. And this is why the Jewish people bless Hashem and praise Hashem at all the different times. Dahainu baboiker, in the morning we say Yotzer Oyer. Ubo'erev Mariv Arovim. And at night we say Mariv Arovim. V'zeh shetiknu brochei seilu al shinui hazmanim. And this is why the rabbis were masaking these brochois, which discuss the different times. Bebirches kriyashma. And those brochois happen to surround the kriyashma. Those are called the birches kriyashma. And Rav Nosson Hall says, shehu tamu alechayr. Seems to be strange. Ma shaychas lebrochas eilu linyan kriyashma. What do those brachas have to do with Shema? What does Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyre Choshech have to do with Shema? What does Hamari Varovim have to do with Shema? Shema is declaring my faith in Hashem. What does it have to do with the fact that Hashem creates light or night? Achal Pianal Mavoyer Heitev. But based on what we've been learning in this whole halacha, you're going to understand it very, very well. Ki b'choleis shiesh shinui bazman. Because whenever there's a change in time, kegoin baboiker shachamazireches, for example, in the morning where the sun comes up, ubo erev shoykas, and during the evening where the sun sets, sheshom yuchal lehisaches hasheker, which creates a potential for sheker, because I see two, I don't see one, I see night and I see day. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main place where sheker is able to latch onto is when there's variety, when there's differences. She'ikram binyan azman, of which one of the main places where we see change is in time. Time changes every second. It's changing. Alkein tzrichin oz daika be'es shinui hazman. That's why it's so critical for a Jew, when there's a time change, to acknowledge Hashem, to praise Hashem, to declare my faith in Hashem. Dahinu baboiker yoitzer oyer oberav marav arovim lohidia ulegalois shekol shinu yazman meito yisporo havar. I'm showing that I believe that all of these differences come from oneness, comes from Hashem. The fact that it's light outside, it's dark outside, it looks completely different. A person would say, you can't tell me that those two are coming from the same place. You can't tell me that night and morning, darkness and light are coming from the same place. Can you tell me that? The answer is most definitely yes. It's all coming from the same place. It's all coming from one. As we say, with his words, he makes it dark at night. And with his brains, he changes the times. And in the morning also, in all of those tefillos there, we're making it perfectly clear that you see all of these changes, all of these differences, it's all coming from oneness. It's not like the Goyim where they had a summer god and a winter god and a night god and a day god and a chocolate god and a cherry vanilla. None of that. It's one. Hashem Echad. Ki kol hapa'ulais mishtanois nimshochem eho echad haposhet yisborach. All of these differences, all of this diversity is coming from pure, pure oneness. Valkein kovu shom parshas kriyashma. And that's why the rabbis established kriyashma right in the middle of these brachas that talk about the morning and the night and the time and the changes and everything. Shehu emunas hayichud. Kriyashmas, where we declare the unity of Hashem. Shanu moidim umoidim. That we recognize and we realize, we're announcing, we're declaring. Shashem Yisporach Echod Yochid Umeyuchod, that Hashem is one and alone and special. Shezeh Etzem Hoemes, that's the essence of truth. Ukamoshanam Simon Parshas Kriyashma, like we conclude, what are the last three words of Kriyashma? Hashem Elokechem Emes. Vo'imrim Emes Ve'yatziv during Shachris and Ve'emes Ve'emuna Arvis. All of that, v'alkein kovu kol ze itzel birchas hamaliros baboiker erev. This is why the rabbis established all of this connected to the brachas, which talk about light and darkness, morning and evening. Ki ze mailas o emes, because this is the real specialness of emes, shehu emunas hayichud, which is the faith in the unity of Hashem, shanu moidim oidim in Kriya Shema, which we declare in Kriya Shema, ki ikar hashleimus kishemegalin achdus haposhut mitoch pulois mishtanois daika. The real perfection is when we show the oneness, we recognize the oneness within the diversity. This is why our rabbis, with their Ruach HaKodesh, gave us the Seder HaTfila, all in an incredible, incredible way. That in the morning, when there's a drastic difference, there's such a major difference, as the morning comes in, or the sun rising, the whole world changes totally, totally, from darkness to light. And the sun shines. V'chein bo'erev, and so too at night, shachama shekas, when the sun goes down, tzrichin oz lohoido yis l'Hashem yisborach al zeh. We have to praise Hashem over this. U'lohoidiyo l'galoi shekol shinu yazman, sheboi kol kol ha-shinum kanal, and to declare that all of this diversity in timing, it's all, which is the basis for all the differences, because again, how agriculture works, how businesses work, everybody knows. It gets dark, the stores are closed, the banks are closed, the whole world changes totally. Although again, in this idiotic world that we're in today, they're trying to change all of that. They're trying to have 24-hour banking and 24-hour this and 24/7, you know, stores open, etc. But we know within a certain framework of normalcy, there were differences. Night, daytime is one thing, and nighttime is a totally different situation. Hakol nimshach meito yisporach levar. All of this diversity, all of it comes from one, only from Hashem. Ki hu yisporach mechadesh betuvoy bechol yom tov maaseh bereishis. Hashem is the one who, with His goodness, renews the world every single day. V'alkein kovu shom parshas Kriya Shema shuman asiyichud. That's why the parsha of Kriya Shema is right in the middle of these brachos that discuss night and day and morning and evening and darkness and light. Ki zeh ikar shleimus ha'emuna, because this is the real essence of our faith in Hashem. This is the real beauty of declaring our faith in Hashem. Lahamin b'chol ha'shinuyim daika, shekulam nimshocha me'echod ha'poshet yisporach b'shmoi. That in seeing all the diversity around us, it doesn't throw us off at all. It doesn't confuse us at all. It doesn't disturb us. We know it's all Hashem. It's all coming from one. And again, this is the test. This is one of the reasons why so many people suffer from lack of faith in Hashem. This is one of the things that the Yetzirah throws us off. If a person just saw one thing in front of him all day, then again, it's easy. But the fact that you have different things coming at you every second, you're in a kaleidoscope, everything is changing by the sec, by the nanosecond, within all of that, to hold on and to have your eye on the ball and to know there's ein oid milvadoi, there's only Hashem, nothing else really counts. The most important thing is just Hashem. That's a trick. To be able to do that in this physical world, that's the koyet. That's why the highest degree of emes is the emes that the greatest of tzaddikim are zeichet to in this world.